Hello. My name's Anna Barland, and I was part of the Jack Straw Writers the year that Donna curated, and was a Jack Straw writer along with Kim Am. And one of the wonderful things about the Jack Straw Writers program is the community of writers that it helps forge, and that during the passage of the year that you're in this program, you know, you really are a part of this group throughout the whole year. And we might, to some extent, go our separate ways afterwards. And then, you know, you touch up and meet in different places. Some friendships form that really go on. But nevertheless, if you share the experience with another writer, there's this connection that never goes away. And I'm so glad that I had an opportunity to have that kind of connection with Kim Ahn. I have another very sort of more personal connection that has to do with the poems I've chosen today, which is that my children's father died when they were very young, 2 and 4. And the poems that she has in an orbit, and some of which I heard at her memorial, these gifts, these absolute jewels for her children, I just think, boy, I mean, all of these poems are fabulous, but what treasures. And so I wanted to share two of these poems. And the first one, Returning to the Children After a Week Away, so connects for me with the very last memory I have of my husband with my children, and all three of them kind of intertwine with one another. And I just, anyway, I want to share it. Returning to the children after a week away. Their bodies are so immediate. Their heads hang heavy as melons in my lap. Their hair vining everywhere. They talk in technicolor, and their eyes are feverish bright. I marvel over their suddenness like I marveled at their birth, a full and breathing human weight gifted into my arms, where I held nothing a mere moment before. They weave me a jumbled tale of acrobats, tulips, trolley cars, bicycles skidding in the rain. The memories twist at each telling. They show me band-aids and postcards, a water bottle, a sweater. They dance around the table, yawning. They twine themselves against my chest. They laugh at the cat running down the hall. And then they run too. Or maybe they fly. I can never tell which. And the second poem I'm going to read is the last poem in the book, In Orbit, which was also printed up as a broadside at the memorial and has been on the front of my refrigerator ever since. It's called More Moon. Moon, calls the baby. More moon. Awake with language tonight, she finds moons rising ubiquitous. Street lamps, porch lights, storefronts. The sidewalk a galaxy. The whole city stippled with silver. With toys and spoons dropped again and again to see if gravity sticks. Down our late path, she cries, moon, moon, moon. And each time, the meaning turns new. How small I am, how large the night. Pearl upon pearl in my satchel of words. As you wane to nothing, I learn to be. Someday, she will know light from light. For now, Let her world shimmer. I lull her to sleep and then myself, whispering, moon, moon. As I wane to nothing, you learn to be. How lush spun the velvet on valley and field. Trail of gems, brightly tipped and dreaming.
Thank you.